Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Welcome to Business Resolutions, your host Jorge Gonzalez. My guest today is Adolfo Gonzalez Santini, Tito, alias, Tito Gonzalez. Tito, good day.
Hello, how are you, Jorge?
Well, Tito is the new CEO of Empresas Caparra, an organization that runs San Patricio Plaza and Galeria San Patricio and Santander Tower, in which I am a minority, small stockholder, or a member of the limited liability company. And Tito, you came in April, right?
Yes, I started in April 1st.
April 1st, and then you took on the CEO role on July 1st.
Yes.
So you basically have been 4 or 5 months and only not even 2 months yet as CEO. Tito, tell me, what is your first impression in terms of, you know, what you have found in San Patricio and Santander and the real estate businesses that Empresas Caparra has? What have you found in terms of has surprised you, as you see as opportunities, as you see as obstacles? What has been your first impression?
Well, when I first considered joining Empresas Caparra, I really looked into it and looked into the industry, the real estate industry as far as commercial goes and commercial real estate and offices. And I knew the challenges were there, but the opportunities that were identified, I mean, they're great opportunities within the reality of San Patricio Village. I hadn't heard that name, that title to the San Patricio area before, although now that I'm in Empresa Caparra, I know it's part of a branding effort to brand the village. And I see even more potential than I thought originally. I mean, it's a great opportunity. The interesting part is I'm very into the urban aspect of, you know, redevelopment, and always like that aspect of real estate. And redeveloping cities and particularly certain areas of the city, and the San Patricio area was created as a suburban mall, but now it's transitioning into an urban mall. So I think that's one of the real challenges to do that effectively and bring new life to the Guaynabo San Juan area.
To give our listeners a little perspective on what encompasses San Patricio Village. Give us, you know, what area we're talking about for that particular term.
Yeah, what we consider the village is from Martinez Nadal entrance near WAPA down San Patricio Avenue, I mean down Gonzalez Justi Avenue all the way to the San Patricio Avenue where the old Banco Popular used to be. And the Tabonuco Street where you have Santander Tower, and the corner of San Patricio and Roosevelt Avenue up to Ebano Street, where right. You have the new PetSmart building.
Okay.
So it's about 30 acres.
About 30 acres.
Yes.
And what is the concept that you see for the village in terms of security, in terms of logo, in terms of involvement of other members of the community? Mm-hmm. What do you see that development take, how that development's gonna take place?
Well, it's like a raw, it's a diamond in the raw. I mean, there's a lot of work left to do. And the first thing that I noticed is that the connectivity from the outlying properties, let's say Garden Hills or neighborhoods, Garden Hills to one side, San Patricio Avenue, there's a lot of housing in that area, in both of those areas. And we also have Metro Office Park. And I started seeing, you know, there are a lot of people who come for lunch, to have lunch and shop during their lunchtime hours or after work. But there's not really a good connection from, actually it's pretty...
That's an understatement.
It's an understatement. But it is used. I mean, even how bad it is right now, you have to walk under the underpass. It's not in good condition. But a lot of people use it. A lot of professionals, a lot of ladies walk to have their lunch in the San Patricio Village. And that's one, so we need to improve the connectivity, and, you know, with the help of the municipality of Guaynabo, to all these neighborhoods and make it more accessible for bikes and for pedestrians. But also, there's a lot of interconnectivity between the San Patricio Village components, Santander Tower, Galleria San Patricio, which is a boutique mall in the, inside the village.
Where and your offices are located.
Yes, we're on the second story. In the second story of
Galleria San Patricio. It's in the second story near Pizzeria Uno. There's First Bank and Oriental, and you in the second, you overlook the San Patricio Plaza and the parking lot of Galleria San Patricio. So you, as you look out, you see more or less what's happening in terms of movement of cars and all. So you're, as you work, you're there, in you're in the place, you know.
Right in it, and it's very, you know, it's bustling with activity. It's always moving, and it's a nice view to have. It makes you feel alive. So I really enjoy working, and that's one of the things that I realized when I started working here. You know, the first few days, I've been in Atorrey when I started working with Fred Sanchez in Interlink Group many years ago, and then I was in the Puerto Nuevo area, then in Santurce. So I've had my office in several. Oh, I've worked in several offices around the city, but this is definitely the most enjoyable for me because there's so many things to do, while you have, you know, during lunchtime or after work, so that really you can spend the whole day or the whole week. And actually, I mean, I'm spending a lot less gas since I've been working here, because you don't have to go out. Right. There are so many choices from, you know, the food court at San Patricio, about 13, 14 restaurants, and plus all the other more upscale restaurants. And Il Postino is an upscale restaurant and Bottles. So it's a great place for business people and for your employees to have their offices.
So you're enthusiastic about the San Patricio Village, which was part of a strategic plan going back into the 90s, which hasn't been fully implemented. It started to be implemented. And what do you see as the biggest obstacle to getting what you want done? Have San Patricio as a homogeneous and people coming and feeling that they're in a village overall, with a combination of businesses, a commercial office, etc. What do you see as a principal challenge that you as a CEO has to overcome here in this particular area?
Well, in the aspect of creating or enhancing the village, because the village is there, it's a matter of enhancing it as much as we can. One of the challenges is there are several property owners in the area, so we have to all get together and do this. We have to work with the municipality. The streets are belong to the municipality, and the sidewalks. So it's a matter of working on this vision that we have, that, you know, we all share, and see how we can come together and execute it. There are a lot of initiatives, you know, nationally and at state level, in order to improve roads and pedestrian access throughout all these areas. So that's something that works in our favor. But it's a matter of creating conscience and the importance. I mean, the fewer people that have to need a parking space, the better it's going to be for business. So it's going to be better for all of us. So we have to convince ourselves that that's a way to go, and work with the government agencies. Okay.
Well, we're going to take a pause for a break. I'm with Tito Adolfo Gonzalez, the CEO of Presas Caparra, and we'll be right back to discuss a little bit more some of the challenges and some of the opportunities that we have here in San Patricio and in Presas Caparra.